Number one, amen. Appreciate everyone and your attendance to the revival services. I appreciate your giving in the revival services and the groceries that you brought, the support of that meeting or those meetings. Amen. Your response to those meetings. Amen. There's nothing a pastor loves more than to see his people responding to God's word and moving in those altars towards the presence of God and the truths of the King. In 2 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 12, is where I want to begin my text tonight. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Amen. You can be seated again this evening. Amen. Remembrance. And I want to, the title I've titled this message here tonight is, can you remember that? Do you remember what you made on your last physical science test, Timmy? I have no idea, but can you remember that? Amen. Brother Matthew, can you remember what you made on your driver's test? Flunked the first time, you remembered that. Amen. Praise God. You know, sometimes we don't remember things. How many remember what the title of the message was this morning? Woo! Now, I realize you all don't know what the title was this morning, unless you watched it on Facebook. Can you remember that? How many remember what I preached on Sunday, November the 4th? The title of that message. Woo! Can you remember that? Does anybody remember where they were on November the 4th at 8 o'clock in the morning? Was anybody brushing your teeth? Can you remember that? Praise God. You see, sometimes our memory fails us. Our heart. We know that God has touched us. God has saved us. But sometimes we don't remember everything God has told us. Amen. Hallelujah. How many times have you children been told to do something, and all of a sudden you find yourself playing with your cars or playing with your toys or doing something on your phone or playing a video game, and all of a sudden mom or dad comes and says, all right, did you do what I told you to do? Oh, I forgot. Has anybody said that? Yeah, I knew you had. Well, everybody, oh, I forgot. I mean, why did you forget? Because at that moment of time, it wasn't really that important to you. How many can remember someone's name after you first met them? Oh, that's a terrible thing of mine. Terrible thing of mine to remember the name. I go up, shake their hand, and give them my name, and they give me their name, and then not 5 minutes later, oh, what was their name? What was their name? Can you remember that? Hallelujah. Well, you see, what I want to do here tonight is I want to take us down memory's lane. I've done this before, and I just felt impressed to do it again tonight to help us be reminded. It's already been testified tonight of what God has done in the revival services. I have watched and I have seen God moving, God working in all of our hearts and all of our lives, not simultaneously, so to speak, in one service, but over the course of the last 2 weeks, individual by individual, moving into the presence of God, moving and responding to the Word of God. And some nights were better for some than other nights. And Brother Matthew's already made reference to that in his testimony. But what I want to do is I want to stir up your remembrance tonight. I want to share with us again tonight. I'm not going to preach these messages in their entirety. Hallelujah. Praise God. But it is my time to shine here tonight, so to speak. I'm not Brother Noah Hatfield by any means, but I'm not trying to be. But I know that God has something to remind you and I about tonight in this service. And it's not something that he hasn't already spoke to our heart or moved on our heart about, but it's something that we might have forgotten. Because we are creatures that forget. Hallelujah. And the wonderful thing about that is God understands. Hallelujah. We're not on his level. Hallelujah. Of knowing all things. We're on the level of humanity. And what we know of the kingdom of God, we know by the grace of God. And we know by the Spirit of God. And we know by the Word of God. Amen. So I want to stir up our remembrance. Amen. About a new point of reference. A new point of reference. Can you remember that? Do you remember that was one of the titles? Does anybody remember which message that was? You already said it. Hey, you remember that. Amen. That fresh point of reference, that brand new touch of God, that brand new encounter with God, that brand new experience where God has control of your heart, your mind, and your soul. I mean, in days gone by, we call it praying through. Hallelujah. A fresh point of reference of praying through until I finally get past all my wants, all my desires, all my thoughts, and I get myself right in the presence of God, where God can speak fathoms to me. I don't know whether you realize or not, but anytime God speaks to you, he speaks fathoms. He speaks things way above, hallelujah, what we can actually comprehend or understand. But his Spirit begins to burn it into our hearts, into our minds, and into our souls. And we know that we've been touched by God, and we know what he said. But then later on, can you remember that? Do you remember what he spoke to you, that first message? Do you remember how he stirred your heart, that first message? Were you engaged, hallelujah, in that first message? Did God begin to stir you and remind you right there in the midst of that meeting? And did God give you that new point of reference? Did you touch heaven again? Woo! Can you remember that? Looking for the least. Did you invite anybody to revival? Were you looking for the least? Were you stirred to encourage hearts, encourage souls to draw nigh to God? Can you remember that night in that meeting? Looking for the least. How did it grip your heart? How did it grip your mind? You see, there's one thing about revival services that sometimes is what's the word I'm looking for? Hard to grab a hold of is the fact that every night there's another message. And that message seems then to supersede the first message. And then the next night, there's another message. And that one supersedes the first two. Before you know it, you've made it to the last night of revival, and your mind is only on the last message. But what about the first one? What about the second one? Can you remember what God spoke to you Sunday night on November the 4th? How did he stir your heart? Can you remember that? Can you begin to feel that? Can it begin to tug on you fresh and anew? Amen. Can you remember that? And then you begin to come with expectation. Expectation. Expecting God to touch you again. Or did you come with expectation? Oh, wait a minute. Were you still feasting on looking for the least? And then expectation came your way. So then you come the next night with expectation. Why? Because the message was expectation. You were moved with the message at that moment of time, and you came the next night in expectation, and then the preacher turns around and preaches on the fourth year. Turns around and preaches on God's expectation. Hallelujah. I mean, we just got a hold of the expectation. All right, God, move me, touch me. Oh, Lord, stir me. Lord, speak to me. And now you expect something from me? Woo, that fourth year. Oh, my, how many times have you experienced that fourth year experience? How many times has that grace of God come your way? How many times has God reached down his hand when you were at that place where you were almost ready to give up, throw in the towel, so to speak, and then God reaches down and he digs us up, stirs us up, hallelujah, sends revival services and stirs our heart. And so we came with expectations. And in our expectation, we found out that God has expectations too. That he wants you and I to be fruitful. He wants us to grow. And then guess what? Sunday morning, revival's over. And what is a Sunday school lesson on? Spiritual growth. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. Does that mean we didn't get it in revival? No. That's not what that means. What means is revival is continuing, because that's what revival is. Spiritual growth, hallelujah. In other words, not just being stirred, but growing from what God has brought to our hearts, to our minds, in these messages during the course of revival. Brother Hatfield even said it himself in the course of the meeting. There's a lot of times what's preached and what is shared in the midst of revival doesn't come to fruition until later on, as men and women begin to remember, begin to meditate, begin to think upon those things that God spoke to them during revival. Now, this is something that you really don't see a whole lot anymore, yet some people still do it. Is anybody in here take notes when the preacher's preaching? Does anybody ever write down the title of the message? Because you never know when pastor's going to ask you, what I preach on? Some of you may start writing it down now. Some of you do. Yeah. Used to be a common phenomenon for all the young people to have a notepad and a pencil and be writing down the title of the message, the day it was preached, and who preached it. They may not have wrote down anything else, but at least they wrote down that title, the day, and the preacher. Why'd they do that? Was it just a habit they had, or something maybe the parents told them to do? Or was it desire? Desire so they could remember later on, go back and look at it, so that it could spark memories. How many have pictures from when you were younger? How many have pictures when you were skinnier? isn't it wonderful a lot of times to pull out all the old pictures and start looking at the pictures? Some are shaking their head. No, it's not. What is that? That you're stirring your memory, the remembrance of that day, that hour, that time. A lot of people, when they come to our house, we've got a curio there, and we've got pictures in it, and we have our wedding picture in it. A lot of people will come up and say, who are these people? Who are these people right here? Who's this guy with that mustache? Who is that guy? Who's that guy with all that hair? I mean, who's that guy that's just like a toothpick? Who is that guy? And we just say, well, I don't know. We just found the picture. Amen. We do that. We look at those pictures. We've got pictures of our children in our hallway. We have pictures of our children from kindergarten all the way to 12th grade. A picture for each year, you know, and how they begin to change. And it's amazing how children's looks change and different things. And you know, even with the grandchildren, you still, what is that? That's to remind us. We've got pictures out there that we showed during the revival of what this room looked like before we started. Here's a pun. How many remember what it looked like before it started? But yet it's kind of hard to remember it because now you have the visual and the picture of what it is right now. And so then you have to work hard to remember, okay, now wait a minute. You get astounded all over again of what we have accomplished here by the grace of God. And so we see then a lot of times we have to make ourselves go back down memory's lane so we can glean even more. And Brother Matthew kind of hit on it. He goes to the website, and on the website are the messages that have been preached, and you listen to it again, and you glean from it again. It's just the reality. We are forgetful creatures, and the more that we rehearse things over and over in our minds, the more we will remember them. Hallelujah. And so then, put that back. What was that one about? Put that back. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I can't remember what that one was about. I just have the title, Put That Back. But it was preached, and I was there. But where did it go? Where did it go? Does my brain have a leak in it somewhere? It went in one ear and out the other. I mean, where did it go? Because I cannot. In my mind right now, doesn't mean it won't come to me before this message is over, but right now I can't really remember the fullness of that message. Put that back. But can you remember that? Can you remember that? If I gave you a piece of paper here tonight, could you write down what God spoke to you in every message? Because there's 10 of them. Could you remember what God spoke to you in each message? Can you remember that? And see, I'm not sharing this message to be condescending or critical. But yet at the same time, I've got to understand personally how much I have to apply myself so I can grow in His grace and in His knowledge. Hallelujah. Now here's the one everybody's going to remember. Wait for it. There it is. See, Brother Robert, remember that one. Because that was the night Brother Robert stood up here and he waited for it. And there it was. That was a new point of reference. But it didn't happen to the sixth message. New point of reference in the message, wait. Wait for it. There it is. Hallelujah. Woo, praise God. This really is the example of why a lot of times it may not happen the night it's preached, but then later on, because it was preached and it was absorbed, that's something I do want you to understand, is you may not be able to remember the title. You may not remember everything about the message, but you absorbed something that night. Something entered into your life that night. Something was put in your heart that night. And just because you can't bring it to your memory does not mean it's not there. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. This is one of the glorious things about being filled with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Because He can help us with our memory problem. Hallelujah. He can bring it back to our recollect. He can do a recall. Hallelujah. Because it's in there. And so then He can reach in and He can pull it out and He can bring it to our memory. And once again, thank you, Brother Matthew, preaching here tonight, because Brother Matthew said, a lot of times he'll be out and about and then all of a sudden something will transpire and he'll remember something that was preached right about that thing. Wow. What is that? That's the Holy Ghost of God helping us to remember. Hallelujah. Helping us to remember those things that He has been putting in. This is why I encourage young people especially, read God's Word. Hallelujah. If you don't understand it, just keep reading God's Word. Just keep putting it in. Because the more that you put in and the more that is there, once you put it in, it's there, Brother Robert. It's there. And then you have great possibilities, great opportunities for the Spirit of God to bring it back to you at that moment of time when you need it the most. But if it's not in there, He can't bring it back. That's why you got to put it in. That's why you come to the house of God. Hallelujah. That's why the preachers preach, the teachers teach. Hallelujah. So that it's getting put in. And then it will be the Spirit of God that begins to bring it out in the moment of that test. Wow. Wait for it. There it is. Make it like it was. 1 and 2. Aren't you thankful He didn't preach it all to us in one sermon? Make it like it was. Hallelujah. Take me back to what I used to be. Not in the sense of in sin, but those times when I was more sensitive to the Spirit of God. Those times when I was obedient to the Spirit of God. Those times when God could use me, make me, mold me, change me, hallelujah, when it was so easy just to be open to God and let God have His way with me. Wow. Oh, you mean we're not like that all the time, Brother Pepper? I don't think so. I'm not. I haven't met too many people that are. That's why we have to have a message like, make it like it was. Make it like it was. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. See, each one of these messages stirred us in a different area, stirred us, infected us in different ways. Hallelujah. And each one had its purpose for each individual. That's awesome. That is the awesome power of God moving in the hearts and the minds of individuals. It always amazes me how God can take one message and move an entire congregation and each one in a different area of their lives. Hallelujah. That is part of the anointing of the Holy Ghost of God. How God, it's just evident. I mean, when we look at God's Word over the thousands of years and the different men, and yet it is all together unified. That happens in the house of God. Hallelujah. In that place where God's presence is, and that place where God's Word is honored and preached, you will find that happening as God builds His church, and He takes individuals and He unifies them, works individually in their lives for each one then to add their part to that congregation. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Amen. And a very timely message and a very tremendous message. Revelation through relationship. Amen. If you want to know something about God, then just start growing nigh to God. Just start reading His Word. And as you begin to build that relationship, that was a tremendous message. Because that's what's missing in a lot of people's lives is a relationship with God. There's multitudes that know about God. But to take the time and put forth the effort and the purpose of heart to begin to build a relationship with God, that is when you will begin to understand those things that you have never understood before. There are some things of the kingdom of God the natural man cannot understand because they're spiritual things. And they can only be understood when there is a spiritual creation. And they build that relationship. And then God can just reveal and reveal. And guess what? They'll grow and grow and grow and grow. Because what they're building is their relationship, and they will grow. Can you remember that? I realize some didn't hear all these messages. Not everybody was here every night. And so actually then I am trying to recap them in a small way so that you can have the message too. Amen. of what God wants to do in our hearts and in our lives as we build that relationship with Him, as we begin to talk with Him. And as He was preaching this message that night, I couldn't help but think about Robert Sheffy and the video of Robert Sheffy and how, as a young preacher and a young man, got saved in a revival meeting, went there to be mean and ornery and throw corn cobs at the preacher. Don't get any ideas, guys. To be mean and ornery, but by the time the service was over, he was up talking with the preacher and giving his heart to Jesus Christ. And he was changed, and he felt that call to preach. As he stood before the council of the group of denomination, they said, "Well, Brother Sheffy, it's been reported that when you go off and you begin to pray, you begin to pray like you're talking directly to God. And that seems a little strange to this council." The young Brother Sheffy just stood up and said, "And unto whom do you talk when you pray?" See, they didn't know anything about a relationship with God. Robert Sheffy, when he entered into the kingdom, he entered into a relationship with God, and he became a man known for his prayer and that his prayers were answered. Why? Because he had that relationship with God. He knew the voice of God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. It's just tremendous. We probably need to show it here again. Hallelujah. Because he was going about his day one day and come upon a poor family who were moving and had all their possessions in their wagon and their horse had died. And he has a nice young horse that he's riding everywhere. He's a circuit preacher. And they asked him, "Brother Sheffy, would you pray for us?" He said, "I sure will." So he sat down on a rock. He began to pray. And he just stopped, started getting back up, started unsaddling his horse, taking the bridle out of its mouth. And they said, "Brother Sheffy, what are you doing?" He said, "Well, sometimes prayer's just an excuse. You need a horse? I have one. You can have mine. Said the Lord to provide for me." The next scene, he's walking into town carrying his saddle, carrying his bridle, dusty and dirty and tired. And they asked him, "Brother Sheffy, what happened to your horse?" "So there was a family that needed one, so I gave mine away." He had to walk to town, and he made the statement, "Well, they said the angels weren't out today." Relationship. And immediately, someone offered to buy him a horse. He knew the Lord would take care of him. Why? Relationship. Relationship. Revelation by relationship. Hallelujah. And so they bought him a wild horse. They said, "Brother Sheffy, you can't get on that horse. It's not broke." "So it's okay." He just walked up to it, began to talk to it, called it the name of his previous horse. His horse's name was Gideon. He said, "Gideon," he said, "we're going to get along just fine." And he slipped that bridle in its mouth, threw his blanket on, threw his saddle on, tightened it up, got on that horse, and rode off. Woo! Relationship. I trust you're getting the picture in that message. That was a tremendous message because, and Sister Lindsay shared that scripture this morning about not forgetting the benefits of our God. You see, those benefits are revealed in that relationship. And the closer the relationship, the greater the benefits. Why? Because your faith is going to be that much stronger. Amen. Because it's impossible to please God without faith. And faith is built by relationship. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. And that word of God reveals our relationship. Amen. How many can remember a word with Rhoda? Wow. Tremendous. A word with Rhoda. The church began to pray. They were praying for the right thing. They were praying at the right time. And they were having effectual, fervent prayer. But they weren't ready for the answer at that moment. Hallelujah. A word with Rhoda. Can you remember that? Oh, the power of prayer and how God moves as we pray. You see, the power of prayer is because of that power of that relationship. Hallelujah. It's all coupled together. And then even as we respond, even as we pray, even as we grow spiritually, Lord, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Getting elevated, moving up higher. Hallelujah. Sometimes being overwhelmed is the road that He wants us to trod. Because that's when we will press higher and we will reach for Him. Hallelujah. There's enough things in our lives to overwhelm us. Hallelujah. And He brought out, we're tried, we're tested on every side, not overcome. You see, once again, as we preach this morning, that new position, that child of God. Hallelujah. And so when I'm overwhelmed, then my prayer is lead me to the rock. There's sometimes I can't get there, Brother Cisneros. There's sometimes I'm overwhelmed. I can't get there. But then I cry out like the psalmist David. I say, Lord, lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Amen. That rock speaks of that advantage point. That rock speaks of Jesus Christ. That rock speaks of that high place where I can actually see what I think is going to conquer me is not going to conquer me at all. But it's brought me to a place where I realize the power of my God. Woo, hallelujah. As He puts me up on that rock and I can actually begin to see, He opens my blinded eyes. So I can see what's really going on. And when I see what's really going on and I see that it's a spiritual warfare and I see it's the enemy trying to come against my soul, then that courage rises up within me and I want to fight the fight. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to run the race. I want to rise to the occasion and be more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. As He leads me to the rock that is higher than I can. Can you remember that? You see, because that's what this message is for here tonight. It's to take me back memory lane and remind me of everything God has done for us in this revival service. Everything that He has spoken to us. And begin to ponder on it and meditate upon it. Hallelujah. And to allow it to stir us again, already. Hallelujah. Praise God. First week, first day of the week, post-revival. It's already been stated. Probably a little weary in body. Probably a little tired of mind. But that is the perfect opportunity to lay hold of heaven and let heaven lay hold of us. For when I'm weak, that's when He can be strong. Hallelujah. When I'm not trusting in my ability, that's when He can use me. Glory to our God. When I'm just allowing Him to take me higher than what I really feel. Woo, praise God. You see, a lot of times, if we don't feel it, we just stay there. But I have learned, Brother Robert, if I don't feel it, I move up somewhere where I can. Hallelujah. Praise God. If I don't feel the presence of God, then I need to adjust my position. I need to refocus my mind. Hallelujah. Because he tells me in his word, where two or three are gathered together, there I am in the midst of them. Hallelujah. So if I am not feeling his presence and I am not feeling his power, then I need to adjust my position or adjust my focus or adjust my mind so I can get right where he's at. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Because if I don't, I'll miss it, and I'll never remember it. And it will be a missed opportunity in the house of God because I did not readjust to get where I needed to be. Jesus Christ is always where he needs to be. Hallelujah. He's always on top of every situation. He's always right in the middle of every church service. If there's anything you remember tonight, remember that. Adjust your position so that you can feel his power and his presence. Hallelujah. Don't allow your mind to begin to dictate what you're going to do, but allow the Spirit of God to take you to where your mind has not been thinking about going. In the presence of the King. Hallelujah. Amen. Being obedient to the Spirit of God doesn't mean waiting till I feel something before I move. It's actually the opposite most of the time. I move because the Spirit of God is adjusting my position. And that's when I will feel his presence. That's when I will enter into his presence. Move me with your message, if you can. Woo. Hallelujah. A lot of times that's our mind frame. Well, Lord, go ahead and move me, Lord, but I'm not feeling like it tonight. Oh, I've been there. I've done that. It didn't last very long because I can't be in his presence like that. How many times have you come to the house of God after a long day's journey? And I'm not talking about traveling either. I'm talking about all the miles you walk in your mind. Hallelujah, of that mental stress. And you come to the house of God and you're just wanting that oasis of nothing. Hallelujah. But what you really need is to move forward and get in the presence of God. But it's very difficult to do sometimes when the old body don't feel like it. But once again, that's when I've got to move and reposition myself. Hallelujah. Glory that I might receive of what God has for me in that service. Church, there is not one service that you and I enter into that God doesn't have something for us. That God doesn't know exactly where we're at and exactly what we're going through and exactly what we're needing. There is not one service that comes that God does not know that. And for every service that comes, God has something to help me in my time of trouble, something to encourage me in my time of despair, something to lift me up when I'm down. Hallelujah. But it will never happen if I do not position myself to receive from my God. If I do not stir up the gift that is within me, then I will not receive what God has for me. And if I'm running from God, well, then there's a reason why. Why would anyone run from God? We've all ran from God. We run from God because God's talking to us. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when someone's calling out your name and you're moving away. You hear them, but you're not wanting to hear them. Selective hearing, you know. Hey, hey. You just keep walking. Hey, hey. Oh, were you hollering at me? Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. Well, you see, in every church service, Jesus Christ is speaking to you, speaking to me, calling our name, pointing out our life to us. Aren't you thankful when there's times in the presence of God that your eyes are opened and you actually see yourself for who you really are. And it's devastating at first because you finally see what the problem really is. And it ain't everybody else. It's us. It's you. It's me as an individual. And it's in those moments that you break and you confess. And he's just and faithful to forgive. And you got a brand new point of reference again. You're back at the beginning. And here we go again, looking for the least expectation, the fourth year. Put that back. Wait for it. There it is. Make it like it was. Revelation through relationship. A word with Rhoda. Lead me to the rock. Brand new point of reference. Here we go again. Because that's how the Word of God is. Point of reference. Then you go again. Go through all those things that God wants to teach, and it will bring you to a brand new point of reference. And you will go again. Hallelujah. And it is called spiritual growth. Hallelujah. And praise our God. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1:6, and I'm closing here tonight as Sister Pepper comes back to the piano. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Wow. What are you thinking about right now? Did you start going back memories lane already? Or are you already outside the church building in the front? You may think that's strange. But you see, the mind is where the enemy comes. Focus. Focus. If we're not careful, we'll already be done, already be thinking about what we're going to do after church, and we'll be missing what God's doing right now. Oh, it happens. Too many times it happens. But you see, I'm in charge of that in my mind. I heard somebody just today say, in my mind. Because a lot of times in our mind, we're thinking one way, but actually the Spirit of God is speaking something else. So we've got to be careful to make sure my mind is His mind. Hallelujah. Stand with me tonight. Hallelujah. God of heaven, we praise your holy name. God of heaven, we thank you, Lord God, for these messages of revival. These messages for us. These messages, Lord, that you have stirred us each night. But God, tonight, I pray, Lord God, take us down memory lane. Take us, Lord, to that place, Lord, of each night as we come around these altars. Let the Spirit of God, hallelujah, begin to renew, refresh, bring it back, recall it to us, God of heaven. Lord, that we might go forward, that we might go higher. Lord, that we might be stronger, Lord God, that we might be more sensitive to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, Lord, as we remember all those glorious things that you have spoken to us. Lord, we do not want to forget you. We don't want to be negligent, God, but we do want to grow in your grace and in your knowledge. Let's come around these altars here tonight, hallelujah, and let's allow the Spirit of God to stir us up fresh and anew. God, hallelujah, to go forward with your revival, oh God, with your will and your work in our lives.